Cape Talk, the finance week that was.
Sikonathi Mantshantsha, deputy editor of Financial Mail, hotnobbing in Cape Town. But you know what? To these busy people, these executives, they can't really come into studios. But it's great to have him on the line. Sikonathi, good morning.
Morning, Kino. I'm behaving very well. I'm not wasting your water.
Good man. Now let's talk about Bandile Dlamini. She strikes once again.
Bandile strikes once again. The post office technical team has not met with the National Treasury to decide exactly what role the post office will play in the distribution of social grants. This is now day 99. There's 99 days left for the contracts to kick in. And Bandile, of course, she goes right ahead and misleads Parliament, saying the teams have met. The Director General of National Treasury says the teams have not met despite all attempts to meet. It has not happened. The Constitutional Court mandated that the contract, the SASSA contract for payments, must come to an end at the 31st of March next year. 99 days to go. We shall again see the very same thing, where about 17 million people were not able to receive their social grants if the cash paymaster services still holds it.
Now it is 7:30, so I'm going to do a quick one here, and we are chatting to Lord Hayne next week. The Guptas being probed for money laundering in the UK, the US, Arab Emirates, but not where the money was stolen, a.k.a. here.
Absolutely. Sean, the sheep, is busy snoring on the wheel, and he's not at all interested in probing money laundering. The UK, via HSBC Bank, 7 billion rand of South Africa's money was laundered through those accounts in the UK and in Hong Kong. The money was being sent to Hong Kong, and Peter Hay has made sure that no one will ever forget that, and insisted that National Treasury or the Chancellor of the Exchequer does the probe. Here, there's not a whiff of an investigation.
You know that our producer, Nicola Bruns, managed to get an exclusive with the head of the NPA, and I'll play an excerpt. This is, I mean, when she asked him why this is actually happening internationally and not here, this is what Sean had to say. Anyway, Sikonathi, have a good one.